This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
We're here today to really focus on how we as a university can catalyze not only our ability to achieve an aggressive carbon neutrality goal that the president has set forward for us, but also how to get municipalities, the state, the nation, and then the globe to work collectively together and to leverage research, to leverage good green-focused business practices to see what we can do about climate change and ultimately climate disruption.
Well, this bending the curve conference, but really also collaboration across the campuses, is designed to take the best and brightest technologies, policies, behavioral practices that we're both doing across the UC system and implementing near and far, at home and far overseas, and bring that together as really a package that I would tend to call the solution science to the climate problem. Doesn't mean we know all the solutions yet, but we're building a pretty nice database and toolkit of ways to address the problem, and that's why we're really all here.
50 of our top faculty in a variety of disciplines, not just folks who are traditionally focused on climate science, but also sociologists and behavioralists and economists, to look at, one, what does the science say in terms of what do we need to do to reduce carbon emissions and bring down the trend that we know is going to happen in terms of global warming, but also what do we need to do from a behavioral standpoint as a society? How do we get people really engaged in the fact that climate change is happening, that it's something we all need to care about, it's something that we all need to actually take action on very soon. The window is closing.
The problem I'm trying to solve, if you're talking about it from a 30,000-foot perspective, is to try and figure out what the likely damages from climate change are going to be. You can't answer that question, right? Science isn't designed in a way to answer these big, big questions. So you always have to narrow it down to a very specific area. How do you measure future damages from climate change? I focus mostly on the areas of agriculture and energy. So we're looking at things like, what are the consequences for rice yields throughout Asia from climate change, both local and global. And in energy, I focused mostly on the U.S. and Chinese context, but I'm also looking at Europe now, trying to figure out what happens to electricity consumption in a world that has a radically different climate system from ours now. So a lot of this work deals with really massive data sets. If you work on exploding stars, our data sets are small, but for social scientists, a billion or 2 billion observations are big data sets.
I work on two things mainly. The first is building a crystal ball for the future. The crystal balls in the climate community are climate models. And we use those to figure out what the implications are of our energy choices for the future environment in which we and our children will be living. And I direct a group that is building a new type of model that will be able to simulate those changes down to the scale of a zip code. So that's one line of research I'm working on. We're also looking at the implications of more extreme weather for our infrastructure and for our natural environment. So I lead another project that's looking at what are known as climate extremes. These are things like floods and heat waves, droughts, and understanding whether or not they will become more severe in the future, and if so, what their impacts would be.
On some policies, maybe science is not so important. But when it comes to climate change, when it comes to cleaning our air, when it comes to addressing changes in, say, transportation behavior, sometimes you can go in a direction, say, in a certain type of fuel, where the objective is to either have less pollution, air pollution, or less carbon pollution. And all of a sudden you realize that because you didn't really do a life cycle analysis on that fuel, that the fuel actually is more carbon content than the one that it's replacing. So you've not succeeded with what your goal was. That's why we want to base our policies and the implementation of our policies on sound science.
Another thing we did recently, and this was inspired by our president, President Janet Napolitano, we asked UC students whether or not they thought the carbon neutrality initiative would be successful. and we had two ways of talking about that initiative. All the information was objectively the same, but in one case we framed it with the war on climate change, and the other one we didn't use that metaphor, so we didn't talk about it in terms of a war. And we found that when it was framed as a war, people were a little more skeptical about it. So they were more open to the idea when we didn't use a warlike metaphor. And conceptually that makes sense, because if you're framing something in terms of a battle or a war, that shows a lot of opposition, highlights that opposition, makes it front and center.
The type of person that gets attracted to California is very much a free-thinking type person, so that the men and women you meet here, both in academia and outside of academia, they don't accept the status quo, right? They don't think marginally, how do we make a minor improvement on something, right? It's always, how do we revolutionize this sector?
And I think one feature that the University of California system has just incredible experience with are very different methods to nurture interdisciplinary teams. Whether it's students from across departments, or faculties working together, or faculty working with practitioners, or community groups, or those engaged in environmental justice, it's that more holistic system thinking that I think is something that the UC system does better than just any other group I know.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.